This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, it's a kavod to be able to share with you some thoughts about our chaver, our yadid, Rav Shmuel Tzvi Ben Shalom. The truth is that I go back with Binyamin, as Binyamin mentioned, over 25 years. We used to be chavrusa, as I remember, Ben Azmanim, I think Masechta Bava Basra, I think I was about 15 years old. And I have to say, I've been a great admirer of Rav Binyamin for all this time, since the time he was a bachar. Rav Binyamin has incredible talents and koichos. From the time he was a bachar, he was organizing JEP programs, and then later, Lamala B'Kodesh, he was running Ben Salem, Pennsylvania, and now he's being machzik Chashev Yeshiva in Boston. And I take a lot of pride being a friend of Rav Binyamin, somebody who really uses all of his talents, his makdish, all of his abilities to Klal Yisrael and to Avodas Hashem. And I go back with Reb Dovi. Actually, I don't know if he remembers, I was his junior counselor in Camp Monk many years ago. And also I get tremendous nachas from seeing how he's developed in such a chashuva ben Torah. And we're here today to speak about Reb Shmuel Tzvi ben Shalom. As Binyamin mentioned, you know, in life you never know. You never know what a maisa that you do and the ramifications it might have. You know, Baruch Hashem now, I have zchus to give shiurim. And a very big hashpa in my life was when I was a young bachar. I used to go over to Binyamin's house all the time. And Matzah Shabbos, Rav Heshi would take us to Rabbi Reisman Shir. I must have gone maybe 24 times. And that's something that had a very big hashpa on me. And it's a kavod to be able to just share a few thoughts on the occasion. You know, during this very difficult period for Klal Yisrael, so Nebuch, we lost some of our greatest gedolim, great luminaries, gedolei Yisrael, karbanos for all of Klal Yisrael. But one of the precious karbanos that Klal Yisrael lost was Reb Heshi. A yid, he worked. He was nenem yegia kapov. But when he learned Torah with a simcha, with a hislavos, with an avas ha-Torah, like a god of Israel. So I was asked to speak about the subject of simcha, which is most appropriate for the memory of Reb Shmuel Tzvi ben Shalom. Just the inyan of simcha, what is simcha, what is its role in Avodas Hashem, how do we categorize it, how do we classify it, what is its meaning to us? It's interesting, at the bar mitzvah of the Chassam Sofer's son, Chassam Sofer posed the question, this is a question that's addressed by many poskim, what is the very first mitzvah that a boy is chayiv upon becoming a bar mitzvah? What is the first mitzvah a yid is chayiv in? And of course, we know there are various answers. Chidush HaRim says Shema, that's why Shas begins with Me'em Asai Karn Shema Ba'arvis. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, no, even before Shema, there's Berchas HaTorah, because the Berchas HaTorah that he made in the morning as a katan doesn't work. So when he says Avas Oilam, the bar mitzvah v'achar should be mechavein to mekayim, the mitzvah Berchas HaTorah is a mitzvah doiraisa, ki shem Hashem ekra, havu goydel elokeinu. But the Chassam Sofer said differently. The Chassam Sofer said the very first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy is chayiv in is the mitzvah of Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs B'Simcha. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to be mekabel to do mitzvahs b'simcha. V'shteit, where does it say you have to do mitzvahs b'simcha? So the Chassam Sofer said, Tachas asher lo yavadeta Hashem lekecha b'simcha. So that is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and the very first mitzvah d'oraisa that one is chayiv in. Sefer Charedim writes that l'fi roiv ha-simcha yigdal scharei. Meaning, two people could put on tefillin, two people could do a mitzvah, but one guy, he does the mitzvah b'simcha, so his schar is greater, that's pashat. Yigdal schoroi kefi goydel ha-simcha. Comes Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Kisavai, and he says another nekuda. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, chayiv adam al ha-simcha b'his askoi b'mitzvahis, someone is obligated in simcha, in being involved in mitzvahs, the hasimcha b'maseh ha-mitzvah, mitzvah b'fnei atzma. In other words, not only by doing a mitzvah b'simcha is it magdil the schar, but it's a separate mitzvah. In other words, when somebody does, puts on tefillin b'simcha, learns b'simcha, they've been mekayim two separate mitzvahs. They're mekayim the mitzvah, and they're on the mekayim the mitzvah b'simcha. It's not just an enhanced mitzvah, but it's a separate aspect. Now, which aspect is more chashav? What's more chashav? The mitzvah itself, or the simcha with which a person is magdil the mitzvah? Comes Rabbeinu Bechaye in the Kara Kemach, and Rabbeinu Bechaye says that simcha ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah hi avoyde gemura chashuva yoyser min ha-mitzvah. That the simcha that a person puts in the performance of a mitzvah is even more valuable and more important and more dear to Ribbono Shel Olam than the mitzvah itself. So here a person puts on tefillin b'simcha. A woman lights ner Shabbos b'simcha. So there are two components. There's the asiyas ha-mitzvah, and there's the engendering of feelings of simcha. What is more chashuv? The engendering of simcha is actually more chashuv b'enei Hashem, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, than the asiyas ha-mitzvah itself. And that Rizal writes the same thing, that the element of the simcha is actually more chashuv than the mitzvah itself. Now the question is, could you put a value on it? Could you put a price tag on it? How much value does the simcha have vis-a-vis the mitzvah itself? So it's interesting, Rabbeinu Yonah. We're familiar with the Gemara Masechtayu in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says on the Pasuk, V'inisem esnav shoyseichem. Batisha lachoydesh ba'erev me'erev ad erev. So it says you should fast on the 9th. The Gemara asks, you don't fast on the 9th. You fast on the 10th. Why does the Pasuk say you fast on the 9th? Says the Gemara, anybody who eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if they fasted on the 9th and the 10th. Says Rabbeinu Yoina in Shar Daud of the Shari Tshuva. Why does someone who eats on Erev Yom Kippur, why is it reckoned, why is it considered as if they fasted on the 9th and the 10th? Now it's interesting. The Gemara seems to be saying that eating alone on Erev Yom Kippur is like, in and of itself, fasting on the 9th and the 10th. Now, you'll fast tomorrow also, but the eating alone is like fasting on the 9th and the 10th. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, because Yom Kippur is a mitzvah, tshuva is a mitzvah. All mitzvahs you have to do besimcha. That's why we make a suda on every Yom Tif. Yom Kippur, obviously, you can't make a suda on Yom Kippur. So the suda of Erev Yom Kippur is demonstrating that your tshuva on Yom Kippur is besimcha. Memela, says Rabbeinu Yonah, fasting on Yom Kippur is worth one day. But if you do it besimcha, that simcha itself is reckoned as 2 days fasting. In other words, when a person does a mitzvah besimcha, the mitzvah is worth one, let's say, and the simcha is valued in and of itself as two. The simcha shel mitzvah has double the value of the mitzvah itself. There's an interesting tshuva in the Rimagash. Rimagash, one of the earliest of the Rishonim. The Rimagash has a chiddush that even though all brachas are derabanan, there's one bracha that's d'oraisa. So you say, berachas ha-toira. No, not berachas ha-toira. Berachas ha-mazon. No, not berachas ha-mazon. The Rimagash in a tshuva, Rimagash writes, the bracha of Shachiyanu is a bracha d'oraisa. By the way, the Shem Yishmuel quotes the Avnei Nezer. You know, in Parshas Kisavai, it says by the parsha of Vidui Maisrois, where the person says, Lo yavarti mi mitzvah isecha, v'loi shachachti. I did not forget. Rashi says, what does the guy confess that he didn't forget? Says Rashi, I did not forget to make a bracha. So all the achroinim ask, this is talking about a pasuk in Chumash. A person is making a confession, and these are the words of the Torah Kedosha that is recording the confession. That means the confession is on a d'oraisa dika level, and the person is saying, I did not forget to make a bracha. What do you mean, I didn't forget to make a bracha? Brachas are only d'rabbanan. How could the words of the Chumash be saying that I did not forget to make a bracha? Says the Shem Yishmuel, the name of the Avnei Nezer. This is a raya to the sheet of the Rimagash. The bracha that the person is saying, I didn't forget to make, is the bracha of Shachiyanu. It says a Shem Yishmo, why is Shechianu a Dairaisa? Shechianu is a Dairaisa because there's a mitzvah Dairaisa to do mitzvah besimcha. And the bracha of Shechianu is an outgrowth, is a result Since we have an obligation to do mitzvahs b'simcha, that means we need to anticipate the performance of mitzvahs. We need to look forward to the performance of mitzvahs. We need to, like Sfiras HaOmer in a sense, when it comes to any mitzvah, we have to eagerly anticipate the coming of a mitzvah. And finally, when the mitzvah comes, we say, blessed are you, Hashem, that you've kept us alive and you've allowed us to reach this occasion. So when the Torah says, the person says, I didn't forget to make a bracha, the bracha d'oraisa that he's confessing he didn't forget to make is the bracha of Shehecheyanu. The Gemara Nedarim asks, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah Mibnei Ma'ot of the Ha'aretz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? And the Gemara says, Davar zeh nishal lechachamim, lenaviim, lemalachei hasharis. Nobody knew. They were baffled. They looked around. They couldn't figure it out. They saw loim de toira, amelei toira, balei chasadim. They didn't understand what the problem was. So Lavosh asks, what do you mean they didn't understand what the problem was? Well, what happened to the Gemara Numan Daf Tes? Mikdash Rishayim Mipnei Ma'acharav Avodazara Gilei Arayah Shvichas Damim. It's not rocket science. There were murderers. There were idolaters. There were adulterers. What's the Kasha Mipnei Ma'av of the Haaretz? What happened to Yuma Daf Tes? The Lavosh says, Mamish, an astounding pshat in this Gemara. Says Lavush, the Kasha is not Mipnei Ma'acharav Beis HaMikdash. We know why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the big three. Mivnei Ma'av the Ha'aretz was a question on the children. What happened to the children? Where are all the Tamidei Chachamim? In the last generation, we had Gedolei Yisrael. We had luminaries. We had Lamdonim. In the times of the Bayit Churban, the next generation was just, there was a Yeridas Hadoira She'en Kamoyu. And says Levush, the answer to that is they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. But again, the question is, it's not rocket science. A malach could go into shul and see people skipping Birchas HaTorah. A navi could go, the rabbi could see people are not saying Birchas HaTorah. Well, what's the big shailah in the Ma'av of the Aretz? Says Levush, a dovar nifla. He says, if you would ask most people, why do we make a Birchas HaTorah? They would say, well, the same reason you make a bracha on tzitzis, the same reason you make a bracha on tefillin, the same reason you make a bracha on a shofar. Kaidem ha-mitzvah la'olam mevarchem. We always make a bracha before a mitzvah. What's the shaila? Says Levush, that's not pshat in Birchas HaTorah. The problem was, in the dar of the Churban, you know why they made a bracha on the Torah? Because they thought it was a shofar and a lulav, and a tefillin, and a tzitzis, and a ner Shabbos. So they only made a bracha because it was a mitzvah, but they made a fatal error, says Levush. That's not why we make Birchas HaTorah. You know why we make Birchas HaTorah, says Levush? Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaNehenen. You know why you make a bracha on Torah? You make a bracha on Torah because you make a bracha on Snapple, and you make a bracha on pizza, and you make a bracha on candy. So you have to make a bracha on Torah because it's so geschmack, it's so enjoyable. But when a kid comes home and he sees the father, and the father is reciting Birchas HaTorah, and the kid says, Tati, what are you doing? And the father says, what do you mean? I'm making a bracha. I'm about to learn Torah, like I'm about to blow a shofar. And the kid says, that's why you're muching yourself for an hour? All you're doing is a mitzvah? I could think of better things to do with my time. Mipnei ma'av the haaretz! Because they made Birchas HaTorah, but they made the bracha as if it was a Birchas HaMitzvah. But they didn't make a bracha as if it was a Birchas HaNehenen. Mibnei Ma'av the Haaretz. How is somebody zoiche to children? Like Reb Heshi. I know Reb Binyamin for 25 years. I know Reb Dovi and I know the sisters for many decades. All of them. Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Kedoshim. Because Reb Heshi made Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaNehenen. Because nobody learned with a geshmak and with a enjoyment and with a hislavos, like the Avnei Nezer writes in the Hakdamah to Gleital, that many are toya, many make a mistake and they think that limud haTorah lishma is if you don't enjoy it. So, you know, you're for sure doing it lishma. No, says the Avnei Nezer, the ikur limud that courses through your veins, the ikur limud that makes a roishim on your neshama, the ikur limud that becomes part of your personality is Torah b'simcha. and I could be Meir Bra Kara Davua. We could say about Rav Heshi's children, this is their limud as well. This is their legacy. Because when you learn, when you make Birchas HaTorah as if it was a Birchas HaNehenin, then you're zoichet to what it says, that if it's v'harev na Hashem Elokeinu es divrei seirascha b'finu, if the Torah, Ribbono Shel Olam, is sweet in my mouth, then memela v'niya anachnu v'tzeetzoeinu v'tzeetzoeyamcha b'is Yisrael kulanu yoidei shemecha. I remember one of my favorite books growing up, Tales Out of Shul. You remember that book? Of Emanuel Feldman. I remember one thing really stuck out in my mind. His son is Rashiv of Ner Yisrael. Another son is a Chashiv of Rav, many years in Atlanta. One thing Rabbi Emanuel Feldman wrote, he remembers coming downstairs, and his father was learning, and his father would say, Mendela! The Gemara says, Azoi Geshmak, es Azoi Geshmak. When the Torah is Vaharev Na Hashem Elokeinu, es Divrei Seirascha B'finu, then the bracha is Miyad and Takeoff. V'niya Anachnu V'tzeetzoeinu Kulanu Yoidei Shemecha. I think it's worthwhile to read over the immortal words of the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisavai. On the Pasuk, V'samachta B'chol HaToiv, it's well known, the famous words of the Arachayim HaKadosh, V'samachta B'chol HaToiv. You should rejoice in all of the good. V'samachta B'chol HaToiv. What does it mean, B'chol HaToiv, says Arachayim HaKadosh, Ein Toiv Ela Toira. Shemhoyu B'nei Adam Margishin B'mesikus V'arevus Tov HaToira. If a person would feel the sweetness, the delectability of the goodness of Torah, hayu mishtagim, they would insanely pursue it. Umislatim acharel v'lo yechashev be'eneim lo yoylam kesef v'zav l'meuma. Nothing else would have any value. Then you could sit at a siyum hashas and you don't need the warmers. I bet there weren't too many people who didn't take two packs of warmers, an extra pack. But as Rabbi Yamin said, when somebody appreciates the sweetness of Torah, hayu mishtagim acharel v'lo yechashev be'eneim ha'olam l'klum. One more inyan. In Parshas Pinchas, by the various Yamin Tovim, so the Torah records the various karbanos that are brought on Yom Tov, and we know on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, 14 kvasim a day are brought. A total of 7 times 14 is 98. 98 kvasim, and Rashi's bothered, why do we bring 98 kvasim on Sukkot? And Rashi says, the 98 kvasim are mevatel, the 98 klalos of the Toichacha. Mashmita Eitzel Har Sinai, here it is, it's Parshas Pinchas. We're far away from Kisavai. Kisavai is in a different sefer. And Rashi is saying the 98 kvasim brought on Sukkot are mevatel the 98 klalos of the Teichacha. What's the secret? What does one have to do with the other? Says Hashem Yishmuel, he quotes his father again, the Avnei Nezer, that we know that the Teichacha comes tachas asher lo yavadeta as Hashem lekecha b'simcha. The Teichacha comes as a punishment for not serving Hashem b'simcha. So you could ask, really? Not serving Hashem b'simcha is so chamor, is so severe? Why is it so severe? So Hashem Yishmael says, no, it's not that it's so severe. The avoida of Sukkot is avoida b'simcha, v'samachta b'chagecha. Sukkot is man simchaseinu. If we are makriv the karbonos b'simcha, it's mevatel the klalos of the Teichacha. In other words, what the Torah is saying, tachas ha-shalo yavadetas Hashem lekecha b'simcha, is not that the Teichacha comes as a punishment for not serving Hashem b'simcha. It's that Simcha has the ability and the capacity to be mevatel gezeirois ra'ois. So the Torah is saying, tachas ha-shalo yavadetas Hashem lekecha b'simcha. You know why we have this klala? Because we were not zoicha to be mevatel it through the mitzvah of Simcha. But if we would serve Hashem b'simcha on Sukkot, let's say, with the 98 kvasim, that would be mevatel the Teichacha. Says Avnei Nezer, Simcha has the capacity to be mevatel gezeirois ra'ois. That's a new pshat. It's a new pshat in Tachas Hashalei Vadatas Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha. It's not that we're punished for not serving Hashem B'Simcha. It's that Simcha is such a powerful way to serve Hashem, it could be Mevatel Gezeirois Rois. In fact, if I could say a humorous incident, the story goes that Reb Simcha Bunami Parshischa was once walking by a river and he saw somebody fell into the river. And the guy was drowning, the guy was choking. And people didn't know what to do, throw him a life jacket, throw him. So Reb Simcha Bunim walks by, and he says to the guy, "Oh, send regards to the Lev Yosan." And people were appalled. How dare, how could he say such a one-liner like that, regards to what he's giving him a sentence? And all of a sudden, this person was drowning, he hears, "Send regards to the Lev Yosan." And he chuckles, he laughs. And he laughs, he got an ounce of strength. He got an extra boost of strength. And he starts paddling. And he swims ashore and his life is saved. So Reb Simcha Bunim would say, the reason this person was drowned, he was meyayish. He gave up hope. He thought it was all over. But when I told him that line, it gave him some hope. It gave him something to laugh about. It gave him something to be besimcha about. Says Reb Simcha Bunim, Simcha has the capacity to mevatel gezeirois rois. He said, that's pshat in the pasuk. Ki besimcha seitzeyu. Through the midah of simcha, you have the ability to extricate yourself from a difficult circumstance. So we say in these very difficult times, our hearts are mourning for the loss of this precious neshama. To all of his, Reb Heshi was loved by, of course, his family, but all of his friends who have gathered this evening. But we say, Reb Heshi, please go up to the Kisei HaKavod. Take your midah of simchas haTorah, of simchas haMitzvah, and tell the Ribbono Shel Olam ki besimcha seitzeyu. Please help us be mevatel this gezeira on Klal Yisrael. And this is the legacy, one of the many legacies of the Nifter of Shmuel Tzvi Ben Shalom. And it's a time for us all to reflect about what we could learn from this Hanhaga Toiva, and the koyach of being Mekaye Mitzvahs B'Simcha, the koyach of Limud HaTorah B'Simcha, and we hope that we bring an Eloi Neshama to Reb Shmuel Tzvi Ben Shalom, and we should, as Rabbi Reisman mentioned, that when the family and when the friends follow in the footsteps, so that's the greatest way to give somebody Eloi Neshama. So, I think that tonight we're still in the Shloshim. Is tonight the Shloshim?
Yes.
So we could still be Menachem, Hamakom Menachem, Eschem, Besor Shara Velitzin Rishalayim. And the family should only know Besorois Toivais. And the Ribbono Shel Olam should give Chizuk to Mrs. Mermelstein, that she should be able to lead the Mishpacha, Gezunta Heid, and have Nachas from the Mishpacha for many Gezunta Yaren, and Bila Mavas Lanetzach, Tihi Nishmasai, Surah Besor HaChaim.
Thank you, Rabbi Gladstein, for the very Torah and the very Chizuk. Thank you, everybody, for joining. And may we only share the simchas going forward with the evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.